Searchlight County Board of Commissioners for December 11th, 2024. No items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration.
An item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item anytime. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada. Supporting material will also be available on the county's website, clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight tab. Board members, Kyle Myers, chairperson, James Allen, vice chairperson, Kim Colton, Natalie Jeter, and Kayla McGinnis. Secretary Tammy Harris and county liaison Mark Moskowitz. And at this time, we'd like to call the meeting to order. If we could all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. And moving on to a roll call, Kyle Myers is here. James Allen is absent. Kim Colton, absent. Natalie Jeter.
Here.
And Kayla McGinnis.
Here.
Three members present and two absent. And moving on to public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Public comment out there? Okay. All right. And approval of the minutes for November 13th, 2024.
Make a motion to approve.
I second that.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. And approval of the agenda for December 11th, 2024, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
I make a motion for approval.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passed 3-0. Informational items. Item number one, receive a report and updates from the South County liaison, Mark Moskowitz, regarding updates of the Clark County dental van returning to Searchlight on Saturday, December 14th, Shoes That Fit event at Harry Reid Elementary School on December 9th, and any other updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. So I wanted to give an update. I know you've probably seen going on social media, there is the Clark County dental van will be returning on Saturday. The 14th, it'll be here in the parking lot. Great job by the community. I really want to thank Kyle and Michelle Brown for really getting the word out, because we have 24 people signed up right now, which is amazing. So that's really good. Please reach out to Michelle. She'll be here tomorrow, or you can reach out to Kyle as well. I don't mean to throw it on you. They can help you kind of get signed up if you need, but it's a really good resource. I think they've got a lot of appointments, but they always have room for more. They can figure out how to get you another spot and all that. So please don't be deterred by 24 people, but make sure you let them know in advance if you're planning on using it, so they get you all scheduled on that as well. So we're really excited. I hope with having that many people that we can continually to have them come every year. So I really appreciate the community signing up to show them that we do have the need and the want out here. So thank you so much for that. Second thing is, on Monday, I had an amazing time. Commissioner Naft, we hosted Shoes That Fit. So what it is, it's a program where the county sponsors it, and they go to the elementary schools, they size all the students, they figure out what size they are, and then they send out shoes, and then we fit every kid with the correct size shoe. So I did that on Monday, and it was so fun. We did 13 students at the elementary school. Commissioner Naft provided socks for everyone, so everyone got about 2 pairs of socks. And it was just a really great moment. When I was leaving, all the boys were out on the playground racing each other in their new shoes. So I can tell you they're working fine. And it was just a really, really cool experience. So we were happy to do that. And the other thing I have, the newsletters in the back as always. So please let us know if you want a copy. You can see we did another event with Shoes That Fit on it. So we're really happy to do that one. And just happy holidays and happy New Year's and Merry Christmas to everyone. So thank you for a wonderful year. And I appreciate the board and all that. So just thank you.
Lots of good stuff from Clark County. We have any questions for Mark Moskowitz? Anything from the board? Okay. All right, thank you, Mark. And item number 2, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
You gotta yell.
Yeah. All right, I'm Chris Whaley. I'm Super Metro, stationed here in Searchlight in Laughlin area. So we'll go over some of our statistics here in Searchlight. In November, we've only had 20 calls for service, which is a 42% drop from last month, or this time last year, we had 35. We wrote 6 traffic citations. We had two adult arrests. Sorry, 3 adult arrests. 2 of them were for domestic violence. And Terribles was only had 1 call for service. That's all I got.
Any questions out there for Metro? Anything from the board? Thank you. Oh, Judy?
Do I need to go over there since I didn't thunder or can't close the road? Our squatters still seem to be out there.
Okay.
And all their stuff is there. We drove by last Sunday, and the 3 couple of big wheels and an RV are still there.
Okay.
And I didn't see any people, but the way to lay the land is you can't.
Right.
And the other neighbor that's closer, Danny Gonzalez, I talked to him today, and he'd been out there later on Sunday, and the dogs aren't barking, whether they moved the dogs on or something, and he didn't see any lights, but of course there's no electricity, I guess they all have solar.
So I'm guessing that this is why my boss wrote his email address on his paper. There's an email address, publicresponseinfo@clarkcountynv.gov.
Uh-huh.
If you've already filed a claim with code enforcement, I'm assuming that's where you would email to check the status on that.
Yeah,
we did it on 3 different agencies,
Like
really?
2 months ago.
Yeah.
September, October timeframe.
Okay.
And I know code enforcement's been out twice, and I have her name and number, and I've called her twice, but I guess maybe they can't respond. So I'm just asking, the first time she was out, she red tagged everything, because there's water still.
Right.
And then she was going out, 30 days later to see if anything had moved, and I don't know what the paper was on that.
In most cases, it's going to be the landowners responsible for the maintenance of it. But I know we're talking about something, we're having a hard time determining who the owner is of that.
Well, we know who the owner is dead on one of them,
right.
And the other one is out of state. So, one way or another, we need to get him out of there.
I'll go to my boss to see if he's able to.
At least patrol out there from time to time. There's a closed gate, it's not locked. It's, I would call it public road for anybody that has property back there, and certainly Metro is going in any time they want. I don't have anything to hide, so. But I think that it showed up.
We're trying to record a solution, so.
Yeah, but when Officer Nichols was first was, and he said it was a real mess. You know, no electricity, no water, no sewer, dogs, and trash.
Thank you, Judy.
Yes.
Thank you, Metro. Item number three, receive a report from Clark County Public Works regarding the Cottonwood Cove Road, US 95 to Michael Wendell Way multi-use trail project. Oh. Hello? Oh. All right. Red button on the back. Other side. Right. Nope.
Oh.
Thank you. Mark, you might have to turn that mic on.
Hello? Yeah. Last month, there were some questions in regards to the road, the improvements that we're doing on Cottonwood Cove. And I did get answers, I believe, for all of them. In regards to some of them you want to hear, some of them maybe not as much, but I did ask about doing improvements on the south end of the road, not just on the north end. I was told that the issue was, and that's what I suspected, was we don't have the funding at this time. Do improvements on both sides. And there's also issues on the south end with drainage. If we put a sidewalk on the south end, we might affect the berm that's protecting some of the properties on the south end. And that might cause drainage issues. So the good news is that we could do those improvements in the future, not as a phased approach, but as soon as we approve sufficient funds, we can do it in the future, but we're not sure when that's going to be. So it will be put on hold, basically, anything to the south end for future, any future improvement.
So the south end would, the south end alone would be put in the future?
Or yes, I think the south end was the question.
Yes, that was the major question.
That was the main question, was the sidewalk on the south end.
So then Public Works still plans to move forward with the north end?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, all of that, as it is in the schematics that we provided.
So if I'm not mistaken, it's the purple. The purple is where the sidewalk would be, right?
Yeah.
That's correct. The purple is the sidewalk. The orange is pavement. And these are two driveways, commercial driveways, that will be redone. Because we're going to grade over them and damage the existing. So we'll replace those. Another item was, I did want to clarify that most of the funding, if not all the funding that's being provided, is actually Las Vegas funds. It's Las Vegas Valley funds. So that's part of the reason. There's a lot of projects that we have in Las Vegas Valley also that need to be addressed. So there wasn't enough funds within Searchlight to do the improvements. So what Public Works is doing is they're providing some of the funds from the Las Vegas Valley to be able to do the improvements here. As part of the reason for the limitation. There was a question about getting driveways along Cottonwood Cove, and there was an issue with propane trucks. So I called a couple of propane companies here and asked them about the truck sizes. And I ran some numbers. We can provide driveways. We'll provide driveways on Cottonwood Cove, only for properties that have addresses that are on Cottonwood Cove, because that's where the driveway would be located. So what we would do is make the slabs for the concrete slabs for the sidewalk. Those would be 6 inches instead of 4. And we would have an approach to that slab of AC. Within the right-of-way, we'll put an AC approach for a driveway. So I'm going to instruct my engineer to do that for the next SNO. Other questions were, somebody asked me if it's going to be a no-cut And I talked to the director, who said he's not going to make it a no-cut street, even though we're doing improvements in the pavement. So it's not going to be a no-cut, because they're not major improvements. We're doing certain portions of the drive, of the road we're being replaced, the pavement, but not all of them. So to make it more convenient for people here, he said he won't make it a no-cut. And I had a question. I was informed we're going to do a couple of traffic studies and speed studies because there were some improvements that were requested for traffic. I was told that in summer is the best time, I believe, to do the. But in summer, isn't there a summer break for the school? Isn't there less traffic because of that?
Our school has 13 children in it, so I'm not sure what you are trying to allude to. The summer gets more busier because people are doing things, outdoor activities. The only way you can get to Cottonwood Cove Resort is through Searchlight. So that's a major driver for the traffic on Cottonwood Cove as well.
To go to the lake.
Correct.
Yeah, so it's a lot of boats. People pulling boats tend to be the ones that drive faster and drive down Cottonwood Cove to get to Cottonwood Cove Lake.
Okay, we can do it. Well, what we're going to do is we'll have the traffic study done in summer. We should be in construction during summer, so we'll do any modifications will be done during construction. So we'll be able to address it that way.
Okay, so what was the traffic studies for in particular that you're mentioning?
There was a traffic signal. I think you guys wanted a traffic signal, if I remember right. What was the speed?
No, it was a crosswalk was one.
The crosswalk?
And then a speed sign, like the one that's out here on 95.
Yeah.
So a sign.
A speed radar sign.
The speed sign, yeah.
The speed sign needs a study. That's what they were doing for. And I think there was another one, though, but I'll remember in a minute. I did talk about doing the crosswalk on the Nevada, that's where you guys want to go, right?
Yes.
So we will have it on the west side, is that okay? We'll be crossing Cottonwood Cove on the west side. I have my engineer working on it. That was your preference, so that's what we're going to do.
Okay,
thank you.
And that's it. That's all I have. I think those are all the questions.
Was the street lights part of that traffic study as well, or?
Did you request a speed street light?
On the there's an one intersection on Cottonwood Cove Road that doesn't have a street light. With Washington.
On Washington, I don't remember there being that. Was that a question that was made prior?
It was made at the last meeting.
Let me look into that one. We were doing two studies. One of them was a speed study, the other was a traffic study, which counts vehicles. So let me look into that. I can answer it through Mark.
Okay.
This is one question.
So just to clarify, so this wouldn't be, it's not a traffic light. It would be a street light. Yeah, just a functioning street light.
Or flashing, or a?
No.
A street light.
Like big pole with the light on top?
Okay. Let me ask. So you said on Washington, right?
Washington and Cottonwood Cove.
Okay. I'll ask.
Okay.
But that does require a traffic study. That would be a count. We have a count.
We installed 10 of them a few years ago without a traffic study, but...
It's, the thing is, when you can install them if you're not a professional engineer, but there are certain requirements in our case. We have to comply with certain requirements before we install them.
It was Clark County Public Works, so if you guys aren't professional engineers, then I don't...
Well, I'll bring it up, and they can address it with the traffic study if they want to put one in there.
So do we have a time frame with this project, or?
Well, now that we, I think we agreed to what's going to be installed, it's going to be another maybe 7 to 8 months before that's about the soonest we can get it out in construction. They'll break ground maybe 7 to 8 months from now. It's probably 8 months. It'll be maybe 2 months to get it out to bid, and another 6 months after that to get the contractor on board and get things started.
And then how long is the project anticipated to take?
It shouldn't be too long. I think it was, it's probably around 180 days. That's an estimate, but that, it probably is going to be maybe a little bit less because it's not that much, work. It's a long alignment, but it's not that much work. It could be around 120 days. Any questions?
During that time, will we be getting any kind of updates from Public Works?
You'll get, I can send 100% plans, or even the bid set plans for your review.
Okay.
And then after that, if you want to updates, when it goes to bid, we can let you know when it's going to bid.
Yeah, we would appreciate
Thank
that
you.
If you could. Do we have any questions from the public? Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so item number 4, receive a report from Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire District, regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues. We do have a report. Kayla, did you want to read that one for us?
The stats for November 2024, the station ran a total of 7 calls in November, which consisted of 3 medical, 2 auto, and 2 fire calls. This is an increase of 15% in calls compared to the 6 calls ran in November 2023. And just a reminder, we still have decreased staffing during the daytime hours on Monday through Thursday. So just want to make sure residents are aware that it could be 40 to 50 minutes in response time before an ambulance would be on scene, as they will be coming from Henderson. Our Assistant Chief Jimmy Bowie and Teresa Marshall are available most afternoons and evenings and weekends, and we are fortunate for their hard work in becoming EMTs and for their continued commitment to our community.
Thank you, Kayla. And item number 5, receive a report from Sandra Yasinchak with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month. Sandra is not here tonight and we do not have a report to provide. So item number 6, receive a report from Kathy Flanagan with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Hi, how is everybody doing? I'm Aaron Gamble with the Las Vegas Valley Water District. So water usage for November of 2024 was 2.72 million gallons. Last year in November, we went through 2.79 million gallons, so there was a decrease of 70,000 gallons. What we are kind of going to ask is, you know, temperatures are getting cooler, things are starting to get into freezing temperatures. We have hoses hooked to your spigots outside, disconnect them. It's a great way for you to start to freeze on the right side of your house. Things break. We have been reaching out to residents, we always do every single month, letting them know if we do see the leaks. A lot of it is through the automated aspect, but those ones that are higher usage, we do actually send out people to make contact. No leaks or breaks.
That's great news.
There's one other thing.
Do we have any questions from the board? Anything from the public? All right. Thank you very much, partner.
Thank you so much.
All right. Item number 7, receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Will Smith is not here tonight. Natalie, would you like to read that report?
Sure. So for November 2024, they treated an average of 44,000 gallons per day versus 2023, there were 42 gallons. It's a different flow increase by 2,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. There were no sewer service complaints in the month of November. There were no call before you digs requests. And the annual rates are shown on the chart. And there's an annual increase of 2.75% after 6/30 of 2029.
Thank you, Natalie. And moving on to item number 8, receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. Now we have no one to provide a report for us tonight. So item number 9, receive a report from Kelly Allure, Southern Clark County Coordinator with UNR Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
I probably didn't need this, but thanks for the report. Kelly Allure, UNR Extension. We're going to compete in the Lego Robotics Championship this Saturday. And if you're surprised, imagine Devin and I, because I think I stood up here last month and told you they were going to look really cute in uniforms, but I wasn't quite sure how they were going to do in competition. And they wound up fourth out of over 35 teams. So they go to the championship on Saturday, and we're going to try it again. So we had some of the people here that score and that are mentors, and they were working with the kids here for about 2 hours today. So I will report in January how they did, but they were very excited to just get that far. They're the Searchlight 4-H miners. I stood up here last month and said we had 5, and 3 days before competition, the 2 girls bowed out. They were a little nervous, had some anxiety issues. So there's only the 3 boys. They had great spirit, they had great costumes, friendly communication, and they were voted by all the teams there for the peer award. And so Searchlight made a good name for themselves in the robotics world. And so with their little innovation project, they changed it. It's called Stop the Block. They thought that was cuter and easier to remember. And it has to do with killing coral reefs and what sunscreen does in the ocean. And so they did a real good job with that. And talked about ridding the environment of toxic chemicals. And they're going to go visit Cottonwood Cove Marina tomorrow and talk to some of the guys down there that work on the dock and talk to, that's part of the scoring, is they have to talk to the community and ask them what they think. So we're still working on it, but pretty neat to get that kind of recognition. Today, Devin finished teaching a music curriculum to the kindergarten through fifth grade kids. And I'm going to finish up the Teen Survivor Series on Friday afternoon. Small Engines and Motors is the lesson, and Devin is working with the elementary school on implementing 4-H programming before school once a week, starting in the spring. So we're not competing with Parks and Recreation, and so she's talked to the principal and she's talked to some of the teachers, and I think that'll be a real good bridge to gap, because some of the kids are dropped off early and there's really no place for them, so they can come here. And she's going to be working with hydroponics. She got a grant for 17 hydroponic units. 12 of them are in the Laughlin Elementary School in the second grade class, and so she brought the rest of them up here, and she's going to start teaching the kids how to grow inside, which is nice because we need to take our hoses off the outdoor spigots. There's not much that's going to grow. I'm going to continue to teach the Teen Survivor Series in the spring. They really liked it. So I've lined up camping basics, kayaking with Endow is going to come back, financial literacy through Boulder Dam Credit Union. They're going to come talk to the kids and have them start some accounts. We're going to go over canning and cooking basics, photography, and introduction to small animal care. I'm giving them a taste of everything, so we need to see what they like. We're going to keep the Friday times for them and work with the library and the community center to see where they can give us a working space. Devin has also scheduled one of her outdoor Nevada hikes in January for the kids. It's during an in-service day, so she tries to keep them busy on days where they don't have anything going on. And this one is going to be the Wee Thump Forest, and so flyers are on the back table for that. And a lot of families join us, so it's not just the kids. SBO is still working on the grant writing. Michelle's doing that for the shade structure for the garden. There is stuff growing still, even though it's cold. Michelle and I had a meeting last week to finalize the paperwork and budget items for that shade structure. In the meantime, Las Vegas Valley Water District donated more irrigation parts, and volunteers are busy putting together the spigots and watering system, and we're going to be digging some trenches out there. And Aaron and Jack and Derek, they've just been instrumental in getting us, getting this garden going. I just don't know how to thank them enough. It's just a small community coming together, and these guys, you ask for something, and the next day it's there. It's phenomenal. Devin and I received communication back from KLUC's toy drive, and that's Chet Buchanan. We volunteered our shifts at a youth center last weekend. So the idea is we qualified for the toy drive. KLUC, Chet Buchanan, if you've seen him in Las Vegas up on the scaffolding, and he collects all the toys that we put in for that. They're going to deliver some toys to the kids. Wasn't really specific on what I wanted. I wanted outdoor things because I'm trying to get the kids outside. Have not been in the Christmas spirit at all. Serving at this youth center was awesome. These are young adults, 18 to 24 years old. They're homeless. We fed them breakfast. Devin and I had them laughing. They're just charismatic. And man, I felt the Christmas spirit. They were so thankful and humbled. And I was so glad that I got to do that, and that KLUC brought me out to do that. But in return, we just got a call about an hour and a half ago, and Devin and I are going to go to pick up the presents this weekend for the kids. I don't know what we're getting, but they're going to be great. I know it. And we also wanted to thank James Allen for his presentation on computer literacy last month. And it was at the Senior Center, and he provided some tips on how to stay safe this holiday season and about password protection, which we all use the same password over and over, and you're not supposed to. So we hope to organize something similar regarding cell phone use in the spring, and he said that he would help out with that as well. There are healthy aging and living flyers in the back on the table as well. There's a lot of scammers out there this time of season, so if you didn't make it to James's presentation, just be careful. A lot of things that look super comfortable where you just click here, but don't do it. So that was per James. Any questions or comments for me?
First, I think we should give a round of applause to 4-H and the Searchlight Miners Robotics Group. That's an amazing feat, and you guys do a really good job with the kids.
I was hoping Luis was going to be here, so he would think that I knew something about robotics.
So is the 4-H program going to be over until the spring, or?
It's over this week, and we start again the beginning of February. We work in 6-week increments. Gotcha. So we'll go February, March, April, and be done the first week of May.
Gotcha.
And then summer programming, we'll do robotics in the library. We've already talked to Michael and Tyler, and we're going to coordinate with that.
Good stuff. Do we have any other questions from the board?
Just thank you for all your time and commitment to coming out to Searchlight. We appreciate it.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item number 10, receive a report from Tyler Young with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
I'm Michael Chapman, the Searchlight Library Assistant, and we have all kinds of holiday happenings for the rest of the year at the Searchlight Library. Every Thursday and Friday, all the way to the end of the year, we have some kind of craft. It starts at 11:30, and it's come and go as you please. You don't have to get here at 11:30. We open at 11, but we have to set up a little bit. So we have the start time at 11:30, but it's at your convenience all the way until 2 o'clock, pretty much for most of the crafts we have. We have snowflake craft, sun catcher craft, painting crafts, and poster coloring. So we've got all kinds of different types of activities going on. Also, the third Tuesday of each month is sewing in conjunction with Parks and Rec, and that's done in this room here. And then I'm hoping to have on the first Friday before the kids go back to school a kids' back to school bingo event. We don't have a time for that yet, but that'll be hopefully on Friday, the 3rd of January. And that's all we got.
Awesome, thank you. Do we have any questions from the board? Anything from the public out there? All right, thank you so much. All right, and item 11, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. I reported five street light outages in the neighborhood to Nevada Energy, and they've already, within 3 days, they came out and replaced them all. So that's all I got. Have any questions or concerns from the public? Thank you. And item number 12, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. We have any announcements?
I have some for Friends of Walking Box, or Friends of Ibiquime, sorry, used to be walking. I'm looking at a Walking Box thing. So we'll have on January 4th, the first Saturdays at Walking Box Ranch from 9 to 12. It'll be a family day, and then we'll update our website if there happens to be a speaker on that. We don't have a speaker currently for that particular one. On January 12th, there'll be, through January 25th, there's going to be help with the Joshua Tree research in the York Fire Monument area. If anyone's interested, they can go onto our website at friendsofibiquime.org and sign up to participate in that. And then we'll also be doing a guided hike on January 25th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it will be out, it's right by Walking Box, and it's called the Castle Mountains Grasslands Trail. And there's information on that and signups on our website as well.
Thank you, Natalie. Any other announcements, meetings, events?
I did forget something. We also have end of year magazine blowout. All magazines in the library are in nickel, and we have a weekly specials. If you pay this week with a $2 bill, you get 2 for 1. Next week, $1 coin if you pay with, 2 for 1. And the last week, pay with a 50-cent piece, 2 for 1. So we're just trying to get rid of our magazines. So
great deals at the library, guys. Make sure you stop over there. Thank you. And planning and zoning, tonight we do not have any. General business, one item, consider supporting a resolution adopting the Las Vegas Valley Water District Community Source Water Protection Plan, I can use an acronym, for the Searchlight Public Water System, Searchlight Nevada. Go ahead and read that into the record. Right. Resolution adopting the Las Vegas Valley Water District Community Source Water Protection Plan for the Searchlight Public Water System. Whereas the Las Vegas Valley Water District operates and maintains the Searchlight Public Water System, and whereas the Searchlight Town Advisory Board, pursuant to NRS 269.576 and County Code Chapter 3.3, is to assist the Board of County Commissioners in governing the unincorporated town of Searchlight by acting as a liaison between the residents of the town and the Board of County Commissioners, and to advise the Board of County Commissioners on matters of importance to the unincorporated town and its residents. And whereas the district has developed a community source water protection plan in cooperation with the Nevada Division of Environmental Protection and other public agencies to inform the community of Searchlight, Nevada of their drinking water resources and provide guidelines that enable them to protect their drinking water supply by making informed planning decisions in concert with the district and Clark County. And whereas the Searchlight Town Advisory Board serves as a member of the Searchlight CSWPP local planning team, representing the residents of Searchlight, which utilize the Searchlight Public Water System. And whereas the Searchlight tab received a presentation and a written copy of the Searchlight CSWPP on October 9th, 2024, and was invited to provide comments through November 13th, 2024. And whereas adoption of the Searchlight CSWPP is a prerequisite to the state of Nevada's endorsement of the 2024 CSWPP and improves the district's ability to secure grants to implement various projects related to source water protection. Whereas the Searchlight tab finds that it is in the best interest of the Searchlight community to adopt the 2024 Searchlight CSWPP to guide activities concerning the protection of Searchlight's drinking water sources. And now, therefore, be it resolved, the Searchlight Town Advisory Board supports the Searchlight CSWPP compiled by the district dated November 2024 and endorses its adoption and implementation. That is the resolution. So before we go to any action, there was a lot of material provided on the plan for the last few months, as it stated. Did the board have anything they wanted to say before we make a motion? Anything from the public? Okay. Well, then I'd like to make a motion that we support the resolution adopting the CSWPP for the Searchlight Public Water System. Can I have a second?
Second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion passed 3-0.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We thank you guys. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Any public comment out there? Last chance. All right. So our next meeting is January 15th, 2025, and I'd like to motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, motion passed 3-0. Everyone have a great night.
No, well, like I said, the minute I get the email from Kathy this morning going, oh, hey, sorry, not here, I'm like, because we'd already talked, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to be there because, you know, you guys are going to potentially be adopting a resolution now, but so I'll be there. She tells me, fucking be there, I'm like,
are you serious?
But like, every time, like, I'm not kidding you, I never mind missing that too. This is how it works. You guys are always very, very nice and stuff like that.
So thank you.
But the times I've gone to other, some of the other communities and public information's not there, I've been blindsided by stuff. It's the worst feeling. It's the worst place. So I have a little bit of trauma about going to stuff. What is it? Without backup?
Yeah. At least have a two, you know, 1-2 punch, you know?
Public information, but they got binders. Like they,
right.
And yeah. They can remember all sorts of stuff. I'm focused on like the operational side.
Right.
So some of that other stuff, oh, jeez.
You're like, what?
Like I said,
what'd you say?
The meetings tend to be like the most stressful part.
Like
right.
Yeah. You can measure.
Well, you know, I hope resolution does its what it's intended to do and get some stuff done, you know?
No, I'm glad I asked all my questions.
Okay. Yeah.